Another individual running for Sayusaw School Board is Brian Lukatur, and he is joining me now. And Brian, let's give people a little background first of who you are. How long have you been in the community for? Quite a few years?
Yeah, quite a few years. My wife and I moved out here about 20 years ago. We drove out on a Mother's Day for a summer-long construction project, and 20 years later, four kids later, we're here, and Florence is definitely home.
One, obviously, I hear your son's name a lot, and now I'm hearing other members of the family that are coming along here, especially when it comes to sports and that. So, big sports fan yourself?
Yeah, big sports fan. I have a number of people every Saturday morning let me know that they heard me on the radio. So during the football games, if you hear that one guy hollering, that's been me. So camp had a great year. Jane was a member of the cross country state championship team. Dannon is in middle school, and Skip is in elementary school. He plays soccer currently, and Dannon's doing track. So they're fantastic kids.
Are you guys done?
Yes, we are done. My wife's intention when we first got married was 6 to 8. We stuck with four. Four's plenty.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
That's right.
But you know, one of the things that happens when you have kids is that you either get involved, or some parents decide not to get involved in what's happening with the school there. Obviously, you have been involved in ways in coaching and helping out.
Correct.
And stuff like that. But now the school board position's opening. There's been some transitions over the last few years. Why is this a good time now to do this?
You know, that you kind of hit almost my main reason is because I've seen some things that me as a parent that I don't like. And so I look at it as a, you know, in my profession as a carpenter and in my hobbies and working with my hands, I like to not just complain about a problem, but try to help fix it or get my hands dirty fixing it. Maybe that's not the best analogy to use, but I found myself in the position of, well, I can't gripe and complain about something that I'm not willing to step up and help with in any way that I can. And so if I see the, you know, what I perceive as the lowering of standards versus the raising of a standard, well, I can gripe about it or I can step up and help, you know, and hopefully help fix it.
Well, what are some of the main issues you're seeing? Is it educational standards? Is it social things? What sort of was the straw that said I gotta step in?
You know, kind of fourfold for me. One would be kind of the nationwide, what I perceive to be a dangerous curriculum being pushed, whether that be through the 1619 Project or critical race theory, those things that are being pushed, those are highly concerning to me. I will say that I'm not 100% versed on all of it. I'm researching quite a bit of it. And so that would be point one. Point two would be what I am perceiving as the lowering of the standard versus the raising of a standard in my, you know, through high school sports and through my profession, is if we raise that bar, not everybody will reach the highest point of that bar. But when you are reaching for it, you have greater success and achievement. And then the other,
right, if you set the bar low, you're going to hit the bar.
Yes. And then in meeting with other parents, This is kind of my I can't gripe about it, because I was in conversations griping, thinking, wait a minute, if our voices aren't being heard, that's because we're not going and sharing them. So that would be my third point. And then my last would be more of a, I've seen too many instances where I feel our kids in this community, our kids in our nation, our kids in our state are being used as pawns. And if I can help abate that as well, I'm more than happy to step up and do so.
Well, I know, you know, obviously you and I are a much different age, but I remember what school was like growing up, and school was probably different for you, and school is even different now. I remember being educated in school on, you know, reading, math, you know, science and stuff like that. And then the social causes were more things that were taught from the home.
Sure.
And not so much in the school. Not that everything's being taught in the school, but there are things that are going on in the school because of the social changes that have come up. Where do you sit on some of that stuff?
You know, maybe I've got too much of an idealistic view, but my personal view here is that school ought to be a location where our students, and my kids specifically, learn how to learn, That's not the better way to say it.
Well, no, I know what you're saying, though, because there's...
Learn how to think, not what to think.
And there's things like when we were in school, it was always believed that this is teaching you how to learn and setting you up for future stuff. And it's sort of not, you know...
Okay. Yes. And now, granted, I chose a profession that critical thinking is a very important role.
Yeah, you did.
Going from a sand lot to a finished home, or going from a rotten wall and rebuilding it while the house is still standing, that takes quite a bit of critical thinking. And that is a skill that I'm not seeing coming out of our collective school system lately.
Well, you mentioned the critical thinking aspect of it, but another thing that a lot of schools have been struggling with are things like shop and auto mechanics and stuff like that. Do you see that as a viable alternative to, a lot of people now are saying, wow, I'm going to spend $100,000 on a 4-year school and come out and maybe not have a job, whereas, hands-on stuff is kind of, there's such a great need.
Yes, there is a need, and... this is easy for me to say because this is my trade. Not only do I have zero college credits, I never even enrolled in a college course because my passion, my brain functions in carpentry. And so it shocks me and it confuses me because of how my brain works that I see so many kids coming out of schools and their hope for the future is to be a YouTube star. That baffles my mind, that I don't understand that. If you're going to school with a focus to be a doctor, to be a dentist, to be a whatever, get after it, go for it. But if you don't really know why you're going to be going to school, get into the trades, plumbing, electrician, carpentry, mechanics. You can provide for your family well. You can provide services that the rest of the community needs. And if we can, through a shop class, through an auto mechanics class, through a welding course, in their younger years, if they can find something to be passionate about that and strive to succeed and achieve in that area, let's do it.
I'm sorry, I was laughing when you said that because I have had conversations with a couple of young people that was exactly what their hope was, that they were going to make money on YouTube and they were going to make money gaming and that was going to be their source of income. And I'm thinking, I like you. I mean, I went to work at 16 for a guy who built houses.
Mm-hmm.
So, I got started right away with learning something other than just, reading, writing, and arithmetic, although those all came in handy.
Yes, very handy. And that's the math part.
Yeah, and it's something you take with you your whole life. So even if you decide not to be a carpenter your whole life, that skill there teaches you other things.
Yes, very much so. And a little bit of self-reliance is what it teaches you. So when you do have a problem on your own home or your apartment or your vehicle or whatever it may be, you at least have a little bit of a background that you can address things yourself.
Right. And even if you can't fix them yourself, you can know who to call and what kind of service they're going to give you in order to get the problem
fixed. For sure.
And that's part of the critical thinking that the kids, need to learn in school,
yes.
Right?
Yes. And I think, there's lots of us parents, we're doing well. We're doing well raising our kids. I'm comfortable that my kids have a good core group of other kids in the community that I feel comfortable when they are out with those kids. And so that part of living in a small town, I grew up in Las Vegas. And so your community wasn't the whole town like we have here in Florence.
Right.
Your community was whatever sphere you found yourself in, whether that was a church, just your school, your sports programs and sports leagues, but it wasn't as broad as we are here in Florence.
One of the things that is probably not, I don't know that I'll say it's required, but one of the things that is beneficial in something like a school board is the ability to listen to people from all different sides of the spectrum. Do you feel like that would be something that, you'd be able to do easily?
I hope that answer is yes. One thing that I've been doing here lately, especially over this last year, really diving in, and I was trying to avoid the C word in this conversation, but with COVID specifically, I've really tried to study both sides of the argument, as opposed to just completely latching on to the narrative that I feel most comfortable with. And with so much chaos over the last year, if anything, this last year has given me a little bit of training to be able to do that, to hear one argument, to hear the other, and then try to find that balance, try to find, and or to see the argument that is the valid argument, that is based on the truth of the situation or based on the historical facts of something.
Sounds like a good way to move forward, I guess.
Hopefully, yeah. It's a measure that I can keep up.
So, just give me kind of your statement. Give me kind of your elevator pitch on why to vote for Brian Lacouture.
You know, for me, one thing that I would like to do is keep things as simple as I can. With those 4 points of what I'm seeing as a dangerous curriculum, of raising the standard, of having parents' voices heard, and of not being able to not making our kids the pawns of whatever social movement or whatever political movement is in the forefront. And so, if I can help in any way in steering the conversation or steering the curriculum or steering the overall outcome of our students' education, then I'm willing to do so.
All right, Brian, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That finishes off our candidates for Cayuse Law School Board today. Next is Tony Miller. He is our fire marshal here for Cayuse Law Valley Fire and Rescue to talk about Fire Awareness Month.